Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stang scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Agee reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klages fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tartabull moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford catches it and throws to first to double up Adair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Stang reaches second base with a double. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Tartabull trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stang scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward pinch hits for Fred Klages. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Lee Stang. Bob Locker now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Petrocelli scores. Ryan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Foy moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith now playing center field. Jose Santiago now pitching. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Bob Locker. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.